Perfect segue into Donald Driver, who we caught up with earlier this afternoon. He spent every single second of his career in Green Bay, which is such a rarity in pro sports, to play that long, to be that good, and see that much turnover within an organization. And he stayed in Green Bay his whole career. So J.J. Watt is already moving on. All he knows is Houston. He's about to know Arizona. We just said what we said about Alex Smith. Caught up with one of the all-time great Green Bay Packers, one of my favorite players of all time, earlier today, and began by asking him about that. Does he look back on it and cherish the fact that he spent his whole career in Green Bay, or is there a part of him that kind of wishes he tested out free agency?
You know, an organization has the, you know, is in the same boat, you know, so if an organization doesn't want you anymore, I think a player has the right to be able to say, okay, if you don't want me anymore, I'm going to go somewhere else and play. And I think it's vice versa. So I think it's just it's tough. It's a hard decision. So many guys, when you came into the organization back in the early 90s, late 90s, like myself, you wanted to play with one organization for a very long time and build a legacy there and be able to always walk back in that stadium knowing that the fans are going to always love you. You know, but there sometimes you don't get that opportunity. And I think a lot of these guys right now are just not getting opportunities to stick with one team for a very long time.
We're chatting with one of the all-time great Green Bay Packers, Donald Driver. You were right in the middle of maybe the most famous transition in football history. When Brett Favre wanted to come back, the team wanted to transition to Aaron Rodgers. You had been there for a long time. You had played with Brett. You had clearly practiced with Aaron at that point. Can you take us inside the room when you guys were aware, okay, Rodgers is getting this. Like, Brett's not coming back. He's going to have to move on. Were you nervous about that, or did you guys know what you had? Did you know who was coming in there and Rodgers was going to carry the torch and do a pretty good job with it?
Well, of course we did. You know, I think Aaron, he came in with a chip on his shoulder. He felt like he should have been the first pick in the draft in 2005. Unfortunately, you know, they took Alex Smith, the 49ers. So I think he just felt like he was going to have an opportunity to play one day and just win. And, you know, when Brett made that announcement, I picked up the phone and called Aaron and said, hey, listen, I need you. You need me. Let's go to work now. And he said, I love it. And so we went back to work. But I think we knew that when we played the Dallas Cowboys here in Dallas, Brett got injured that game and Brett went out. And Aaron stepped in and we almost won that game. I mean, Aaron almost, you know, came back, draw us back to win that game. And everybody at that point knew that this kid was talent. And, I mean, now the future shows it.
What do you think about what happened in Tampa Bay this year, especially with the quarterback, Tom Brady? It seems like the quarterback now, and you wonder if others are going to follow suit. It's like Tom Brady became the assistant GM, the assistant coach. He wanted to have input in his personnel, which I think they should have, Donald, because it's such an important piece of an organization. Do you think other QBs are going to say, you know what, I got to start having some input. I want some more weapons. I want to have input in that and just basically how we play.
Well, we all know that most guys are not going to have that input just because of the young guys coming in. I mean, Tom Brady is a veteran. He's won, you know, at that time he had won 6 Super Bowls. I think he had the guts and the nerve to say, this is what we're going to do if we want to win a Super Bowl. And he proved that. I don't think too many other quarterbacks can do that. Aaron Rodgers probably is one. Drew Brees can be one. These veteran guys can be able to do it. But the young guys, I think it's just a little bit hard. Patrick Mahomes could be one that could step up and say, hey, give me 3 more players and we'll win a Super Bowl again, right? So, but a lot of guys can't, a lot of these young guys just can't say it. And so I think what Tom did was amazing. I mean, he went out and got Gronk out of retirement. He went and got AB, Fournette. I mean, he made the decision that, hey, if we get the right guys around us, we'll win the Super Bowl. And as you can see, that's what happened.
We're chatting with Donald Driver. Well, you mentioned the term chip on your shoulder a few moments ago. That was because Aaron Rodgers, he dropped into the 20s instead of going first overall. That term has been applied to Brady for a long time. He went in the 6th round. You went in the 7th round. Like, do you have the deepest chip on your shoulder? What was that like just grinding throughout your career? And once you were established as like a Pro Bowl stud wideout, did it matter anymore where you went in the draft?
I think no. I think at some point you just have to get over it and know that you have now just created a legacy for yourself. You created this platform now and you just gotta stay. And for me, every time the Packers drafted a first round or a second round guy, I didn't blink, you know, and I knew that one day all these guys would have to replace me, but I wasn't willing to give it up at this point. You know, as a second round draft pick, you fight for a starting job, and I was blessed to be able to play at that high level and prove that the Packers that, you know, I probably should have been drafted higher, but unfortunately I'm okay with being, you know, a seven-round draft pick, because that is a story that I'll be able to tell my kids, and no one gave me anything, right? I fall forward, and it all worked out at the end of the day.
Well, that's a position of incredible competition. I mean, there can be upwards of 5, 6, 7 wideouts on a team, practice squad guys. You know, every draft year it seems like you're bringing someone in. And when you look over the span of your career, early on you'd be up against a guy like Antonio Freeman, just internal competition. By the end of it, guys like Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and Greg Jennings. Would that drive, you know, the wide receiver room, having talents surrounding you at that position, how would that help you kind of be inspired year in, year out?
Because I knew we had the talent to take this thing to the next level. And everybody looked at me as the leader. And I looked at those guys as leader, too. It didn't matter where they got drafted. I just told them, I said, listen, if you can come in and help us win, then you're going to play. And that was it. You know, I never wanted those guys that, you know, gave the guy the wrong route or told the guy the wrong thing to do. No, I was always encouraging and told the guys, hey, watch me. This is how I practice. This is how I play. And once you see that, then those guys were able to do the exact same thing. And so, you know, I have had a great relationship. I was the 13th receiver on the toe pole. And I know how those guys felt. A lot of those guys came in and got thrown in the fire early, and some succeeded and some didn't. And that's the way the game is played.
You won a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy, and now he's in the belly of the beast down in Dallas. Man, he's taking some heat. What would you say to Cowboy fans who have maybe turned on Mike McCarthy after one season?
Give him time. Give him time. I think that's the case. I've Mike was with me in 1998, 99. And then, you know, he left, went on to the 49ers, and then, you know, came from the 49ers. And then from there, he went on to New Orleans. And so he came back home. And when he came back home, he proved that he had the weapons around him to get him to where he wanted to go. And that's multiple championships and then to win a Super Bowl. And so I think the crowd just have to give him patience, because he's going to build that team to where it needs to be. And the Cowboys will be back in the hunt one day. And hoping that we'll give him credit. We're hoping that they get back in there this year.
With Channing with Donald Driver, one of the great wideouts in Green Bay Packer history. And Donald is the first ever brand ambassador for Moral Code, which creates premium leather shoes and accessories. The Donald Driver collection includes 5 unique shoe styles: the Thrive, the Purpose, the Passion, the Discover, and the Imagine. I love the handles on those. And you're working with your boy on this. You're working on with your son to kind of create this and put an emphasis on looking the part and feeling the part. Can you take us through why this was important for you and how you got involved?
You know, it was crazy because I had the pleasure of reaching out to the CEO of Moral Code, Mark, and just making a joke saying, hey, you need to create a Donald Driver line. And he gave me the platform. And when he called me, he said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to see change. And he said, explain that to me. I said, if we can get young men to look at themselves and be more presentable in society, then things are going to change. As an African-American, we've all been stereotyped over years. And at the end of the day, but it didn't matter what race you come from. It's about changing your image. And I tell people, if you look good, you feel good. You have to be confident in your own skin. And so that's why I wanted my son to be a part of this. I told Christian, I said, Christian, this is not about creating it for me. It's about creating it for you. And he's so excited about the opportunity that's right in front of him, because he's a 17-year-old entrepreneur at a very young age.
Yeah, that is incredibly cool. And my understanding is he plays football. Is he a safety, too? Could he cover you is the question, Donald.
He plays safety, and he plays receiver. And, no, he cannot cover me. Still, I'm 46 years old, and he still can't cover me. But, you know, I think the good thing is that he has 47 Division I offers. He's going to be able to go to whatever school he wants. He's taken the knowledge of his dad coaching him for years, and now – He's doing his own, and so he's excited about the opportunity that he has right in front of him. And he talked about it, you know, last week about how he's going to make an impact with this shoe line in college. You know, when you talk about all the great things, I told my son, I said, when you discover something, that's how, and then you create this image. And when you create this image, the first thing you do, you say, well, now I have to thrive to make it even more important. But then when you do that, the question you have to ask yourself is, what is your purpose? But when you have that purpose, then you have to have a passion behind it. And that's how we came up with the names of the shoes. And so with that being said, you know, we want to make an impact. We want to see change. And if we can do it through shoes, then I feel like I've done my part on this earth, and I think he will continue to do his part.
Well, you got a couple shoe models up here in Canada, so if you want to float some our way, just feel free. We'll model them for
Canada.
You.
I love Canada. Love it, love it, love it. I've been to Canada. I love it. You guys are amazing up there.
Well, we look forward to that, and we look forward to seeing this explode for you. Again, Donald Driver, the first ever brand ambassador for Moral Code, and one of the great Packers of all time, one of my favorite players of all time. It's been a real pleasure, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Donald.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
There he is, Donald Driver. Shout out.
And your guy.
My guy, and maybe a pair of shoes coming north of the border. We got a lot of things going on
How come
here?
I got to do it every time? You just say, look, man, you're promoting shoes. Float us some shoes. You get on the gram, take a pic. It's good promo. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I just forgot to ask Shapiro. I was going to ask Shapiro. I want some spring training gear. Like the sleeveless things with the hoodies, the guys wearing, like, I want that.
Send I think we have to draw a line on executives.
No, dude, they don't care.
They don't care, but they do care when they tune in every once in a while and we are carving a decision they've made or, you know, tuning up their team. And I think we got to draw a line on executives.
I guarantee if I sent Griff a note, our buddy, I could say, Griff, can you shoot me up a couple double XL spring training stuff? No sleeves, hoodies, the cool stuff.
You probably could. Griff is a different story. I mean, Griff's our guy, and he used to be on the show. And I mean, that's it. Dwayne Casey sent us up the tracksuits, which I still wear
a lot.
The
pants are outstanding. That's a money tracksuit, yeah.
Yeah, pants are outstanding.